The Torah portion that we read last week sees the children of Israel standing on the border of our promised land and wondering whether they could dare take the risk of entering. And so, in a combination of courage and timidity, they assemble a group of spies to go into the land of Canaan to see what kind of a land is it, who dwells there, what are the produce of the land, what are the rivers and the walls and the towns and the mountains, what place have you taken us to? And they scour the land and they bring back fruit from it, fruit so heavy laden that they carry them on poles on their backs. And when they get back, in a moment of absolute terror, they say, "Vanhi beinenu kechagavim, v'chen hayenu beinechem." We looked like grasshoppers to ourselves, and we must have looked that small even to them. It is the nature of beginnings to appear very small, and we never know how they will play out. So every new beginning is an act of faith. Faith in a future that is at the moment merely possible. But whether it will ever be actual, one cannot know. We simply launch. So I want us to think about the ways in which something can be very small from one perspective and entirely grand from a second perspective. Because what is at stake at the moment, from one perspective, is very little. Will one woman become a rabbi or not? In a school that has a handful of students and a handful of professors, that's relatively trivial. But from another perspective, what is at stake is nothing less than the redemption of Western civilization. Because the way history works, events always have a prior cause. Something causes a subsequent event. That subsequent event becomes a cause in turn for what is next. But the meaning of the series of events, that happens backwards. The meaning of the event is determined by what people do with it later. This is not the only corner of the world that has had a bloody past. The world is drenched in human blood and human suffering. We as a species oppress each other, harm each other, and brutalize each other incessantly. But what we are doing here today holds the promise of redeeming that past by giving it meaning and direction, and saying that the suffering that has happened in this place was not purposeless. It has led to this moment, to these possibilities. You know, civilizations across the ages have been defined against some other that is willfully misunderstood. The Greeks and the Romans defined themselves against the so-called barbarians. And their identity would be incomprehensible without the label barbarian for everyone else. In my country, the United States, the founders and even people today define themselves first against the slaves and later against African Americans. So that Thomas Jefferson's vision of what it means to be free and democratic was dependent on keeping an entire population enslaved. They were not marginal to the American vision at the beginning. Male culture problematizes and marginalizes women. Heterosexual culture marginalizes and oppresses LGBT people. The list goes on and on, the way we make people others and objects and marginal for the sake of our own sense of dignity. And surely one of the people who are measured as other in European history is the Jew. If you look at the writings of Europeans throughout the millennia, their sense of themselves as free, male, Christian, civilized, was at the earliest levels defined by their not being the Jew, by their launching crusades and running into Jews along the way. So what we have here is the birthing of a new Europe, a Europe in which others are celebrated as ourselves, in which other is an invitation to explore and to get to know. Not only Jews, but all of us have a stake in this new Europe, in this new world, a world in which all of us are brothers and sisters, not because we flatten out our differences, but because we accentuate and we delight in each other's differences. And that's really what this moment is about. In our own eyes, we are merely grasshoppers, small little bugs in the stream of a history that is thousands of years old. But every one of us is here today because our vision of tomorrow's Europe, our vision of tomorrow's Earth, is a place in which all of us are civilians together, all of us citizens of a grand commonwealth of diversity, of multiple languages, of civilizations that are not separate, but which flow into each other and inform each other. We can redefine the meaning of what took place here. We can make choices in such a way that today's ordination of Nitzan is one more affirmation that the barbarians who attempted to define European greatness no longer drive this continent, no longer drive our vision of civilized or righteous or just. We do. On a personal note, I lost family in this land, in the scheme of human history, not very long ago. I wish that some of their descendants were alive today to see me creating a new rabbi because the German people joined with the Jewish people to make that possible. It would have been messianic. It would have been unbelievable. And to see a room with brothers and sisters who are Christian and Muslim and secular and Jewish coming all together in common cause, people from Latin America and the Middle East and Europe and North America, all together to make this reality, we are tomorrow. Lighting up today. So I say to you, Am Yisrael Chai, the Jewish people continues to live. I say to you, freedom and dignity live. I say to you that in each new rabbi, humanity begins anew. So let us move to a rebirth of humanity now.